Blog Talk Radio.
To his throne right now. Let's read Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and before his presence, sing with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord God is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. May the Lord add a blessing and understanding to the hearers as well as the reader of his word. Amen, amen, amen. Have a little prayer before we get off into Sabbath school, okay? Our Father in heaven, bless us. Bless us to say, or me to say, the things that you would want me to say at this time in life. Thank you, praise you, for you have given me so much. You wouldn't know that I had a stroke last year on November the 13th, but I did, and you have brought me back, and I'm glad. Thank you for giving me and bringing me out of the world. I wonder why you chose me to come out of the world. Nevertheless, I am so glad that you did. Think back that I should read every book in the Bible. I had one time said that I was not going to read all, but you did not tell Paul to tell the women to be quiet in the church. He told that to Timothy himself. He said, I would. He didn't say God would. So that's what the people are misunderstanding when they read the Bible. It's Paul said, I would. He didn't say you would prevent a woman from talking in church. That's wrong that they are saying. And they need to understand that Paul was just a preacher, like, or doing your will like I'm doing today. Father, I want to thank you for the weather that we are having in Detroit. It's cold, snowy, gloomy-looking day. It's foggy. But thank you for that. It could be worse. Thank you for allowing us sheep to have our right mind and also good health, prosperity. Father, thank you for not allowing chemical and natural disasters to befall us in Detroit, Michigan. Bless all those people in the world that don't have shelter and warmth and food. Father, let us keep our right minds and good health and prosperity. I pray that prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, sheep, you know that not to follow what's in Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 through 5. And it's talking about a tree that people cut down. You ought to see how ridiculous people are acting. The whole world, you're right, the whole world is fooled. What is that, in Revelation 12 and 9? Father, please don't let me be fooled like I see the people acting over Christmas. Okay. They don't know that that goes against your word. Let me find that for them, and I will read it to them. I think it's just verses 1 through 5, Jeremiah. Yeah. My Bible is torn up. I'm going to get a new Bible for myself one of these days. I keep saying that. Oh, I want to go faster. In the Bible that I have that's all torn up, I can go right to it. Well, here it is. I found it. Finally, Jeremiah chapter 10. Excuse me, shoot. I am looking for Jeremiah chapter 10 so that some of you have your Bibles, but you may not read what it says. And that's why God told me to feed his sheep. And I didn't know how to feed his sheep. It says, hear you the words which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the ways of the heathen. So they are heathen. You know, black folks, you were once in slavery. We were not celebrating this Christmas stuff. Those people, the Bible is calling heathens. It says, and be not dismayed at the signs of the heaven, for the heathens are dismayed at them, for their custom of the people are in vain, for one cutteth out a tree of the forest, which work of the hands of the workmen with an axe. They deck it in silver and with gold. And I'm thinking that's tinsel. They fasten it with nails and a hammer. That is Therefore, move not. That is move not. That's what it says right there. But nonetheless, that to me sounds like Christmas. But it sounds like Christmas to me. They take out a tree out of the forest by the workman's hands, and they nail the tree together and put tinsel and stuff on it. That is a tradition of the heathen, and they are of European descent. We are not. So get that understanding, and get that understanding good. And go back and read Jeremiah chapter 10. You'll understand it or read it better. Before I get into our lesson today, I just want to say what's written on the computer. It says chapter 4, 5, and 6, and 7 of the Songs of Solomon. And I have told you that I've read that those chapters to you before. And what I'm doing is trying to go ahead. Chapter 4 says, "Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair, fair locks. I have never seen the white race wearing locks in their hair. Their hair is a lock of goats that they appear Mount, let me see, that appear from Mount Gilead." That was in chapter 4 of the Song of Solomon, chapter 5. It says, "I am come to my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my honeycomb with honey. I have drunk my wine with milk. Oh, my friend, drink abundantly, oh, beloved." Then chapter 6, I just have one letter. "Where there is love gone, oh, fairest woman of all." In chapter 7, "How beautiful are thy feet with shoes, daughter." And that's what I get out of chapter 7. All those chapters, what is that book is, he's talking about love. But I want you to understand that in Solomon, the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5, it says that he is black and comely, but he's black and lovely. And I want you to understand that he is a black man. What this world will show you, a lie. Like it says in Revelation 12 and 9. You know, the world is full of lies. So I want you to turn your book to Job chapter 6. What? Chapter 7, chapter 8 and verse 16, and that's where I will start reading. I'm going to read as much of that as I can. So you got that about Job that I wanted you to understand. I read it, and you can always go back to Blog Talk Radio and listen to the programs that I have read. And I'm just trying to go further because I don't know when our Heavenly Father will say, "Sandra, it's time for you to come home." You know, it's no good when you fall out and you don't even know it. Let's turn our Bibles to Job. That's J-O-B. It sounds like Job, but it's Job. And I'll pick up reading in chapter 8, verse 16, where I left off last week. It says, "He is green before the sun, and his branch shooteth forth in his garden. His roots are wrapped about the heap, and seeth the place of stone. If he destroy him whom he his place, then it shall deny him, saying, I have not seen him there. Behold, this is the joy of his way. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help the evildoer till he fill thy mouth with laughter and thy lips with rejoicing. They that hate you shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come out not. And not, that means zero. Another word, among others, nothing, zero, and so forth. Let's read Job chapter 9. But I want you to get this understanding that I have, because I didn't know about Job. What in the first chapter it was talking about how many cows and sheep and all this stuff he had. He was a camel's. He was a rich man, and he had a lot of things. He was wealthy. And then he tells us about in the second chapter where the sons of God, of the sons of our Lord, our Father in heaven, had been summoned, and Satan appeared with them. I guess Satan, I wonder about, it does not say that, but I wonder if Satan is a son of God. Nonetheless, Satan came there, and the Lord asked him, had he tried his hand with Job, you know, and he had not. And Satan immediately left that place and went out for us on the from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, you know. And then after that, three of Job's friends came with him, and they are talking to him now. And they are saying certain things. And we're going to pick up in chapter 9 with Job saying, he will say these things that I'm about to read. Then Job answered and said, I know it is so of a truth, but how should a man be just if he will contend? Contend means to compete or to fight with him. He cannot answer him one of a thousand. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who has hardened himself against him and prospered, which moves the mountains, and they know not. He returneth them in his anger, which shaketh the earth out of its place, and the pillars tremble, which commandeth the sun, and it resteth not, and sealeth up the stars, which alone spreadeth out the heavens to tread upon the waves of the sea, which maketh Arcturus, Orion, Helios, and the chambers of the south, which does great things past finding out, yea, and wonders without numbers. Lo, he goeth by me. I see him not. he passes also, but perceive him not. Behold, he taketh away. Who can hinder him? Who will say unto him, what doeth you? If God will not withdraw his anger, the proud heifer do stoop unto him. How much less shall I answer him and choose not my words to reason with him, whom though I were righteous, I would not answer, but I would not make supplication, and supplication is to my judge. Verse 16, if I had called and he had answered me, he would not believe that he had hearkened unto my voice. For he breathed with a tempest, and a tempest is a storm, and multiplies the wounds without cause. He will not suffer me to take my breath but me with bitterness. If I speak strength, lo, he is strong. And if of judgment, he shall set me a time to plead. If I justify myself, my own mouth shall condemn me. If I say I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse. Though I were perfect, I would not know my soul. I would despise my life. It is one thing, therefore I say it. He destroyed the perfect and the wicked. If the scourge slay suddenly, and the scourge is talking about a calamity slay suddenly, he will laugh at the trial of the innocent. Verse 24, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the face judges thereof. If not, where and whom is he? Now, my days are swifter than a post. They flee away. They see no good. Verse 26, they are passed away as swift as ships, as the eagles that hasten to the prey. And I guess the prey is some type of animal that the eagle will go to, or will hasten, that is to speed away for the prey, that is. Verse 27, if I say, I will forget my complaint, I will leave off my heaviness and comfort myself. If I am afraid of my sorrows, I know that thou will not hold me innocent. If I be wicked, why then harbor I in vain? If I wash myself with snow water and make my hands never so clean, yet shall you, it says, thou plunge me in a ditch, and my own clothes shall harbor me, that is, hate me or despise me. His clothes will. If he is not a man as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment, neither is there any Dave's men. And Dave's men is an empire or umpire betwixt us that might lay hand upon us both. Let him take his rod away from me, and let not his fear terrify me. Terrify me, frightened or scared when I speak, and not fear him. But it is not so with me. Let me read verse 35 again. Then would I speak and not fear him, but it is not so with me. So Job is telling them, his three friends, that he knows that he has not done any sin that would have this situation befall upon him. But he's keeping his mouth shut. He's letting the Lord have his way with him. And he's not complaining. He's letting them know that he has not sinned. Now let's go to verse 10. It says, my soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say unto God, do not condemn me. Show me where you contest with me. And that means to fight against me. Verse 3, is it good unto you that you should oppress me, that you shouldest despise the work of your hands, it says thine hands, and shine upon the counsel of the wicked? Hast thou eyes of flesh, or see thou as man seeth? Are the days as the days of man? Are they years as men days? Verse 6 of chapter 10, it says that thou inquirest after my iniquity and searchest after my sins. Iniquity is a little wrongdoing, and searches after his sin. Verse 7, it says, thou knowest that I am not wicked, and there is none that can deliver out of your hand. Your hand, it says, thine, which means your hands have made me and fashioned me together all around about. Yet you destroy me. Remember, I beseech thee, and beseech me to beg you, that you have made me as the clay, and will thou bring me into the dust again? Have you not poured me out as milk, and curdled me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh, and hast fenced me with bones and sinew. Sinew are nets and wire, I suppose. Verse 12, thou hast granted me life and favor, and that visitation has preserved my spirit. And these things thou hast hid in thine heart. I know that this is with you, or with thee. If I sin then you makest me, and thou wilt not acquit me from thy iniquities. Iniquities is his wrongdoing. If he had done any, but he has not. That's what he's telling the people. This verse 15, if I be wicked, woe unto me. And if I be righteous, yet will I not lift my head. I am full of confusion. Therefore, see thou mine afflictions, for it increases. You huntest me as a fierce lion, and again thou showest myself marvelously upon me, and thou renewest thy witness against me, and increases thine indignation upon me, and changes and war are against me. And the indignation, that means anger. Verse 18, wherefore hast thou brought me forth out of the womb? Oh, that I had given up the ghost, and no eyes had seen me. I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Cease them and let me alone, that I may take comfort a little. Before I go whence I shall, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death, the land of darkness and as darkness myself, and of the shadow of death, will without any order, and where there the light is as darkness. So I have a few moments. I think it says I have about 10 minutes left. I'm going to try to read to you chapter 11. God, will you please help your sheep to understand all the words that I've read to them so far. We are going into Job chapter 11. It says, then answered Zophar, a Neamite, and said, should not the multitude of your of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be justified? Should thy lies make men hold their peace? And when you mockest, shall no man make thee ashamed? For thou hast said, my doctrine is pure, and I am clean in thine eyes. But that God would speak and open his lips against thee, and that he should show thee the secrets of wisdom, that they are doubled to that which is. Know therefore that God expects of thee less than thine iniquities deserves. Canst thou by seeing find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell, what canst thou know? The pledge thereof is longer than the earth and the borders of the sea. If he can shut up or gather together, then who can hinder him? For he knoweth vain men. He seeketh wickedness also. He will not then consider it. For vain men be wise, though men be born like a wild ass. Is 13. If thou prepare thine heart and stretch out thine hands towards him, let iniquities be in thy hand. Put it far away, and let wickedness dwell in your tabernacle. For then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot. Yea, thou shalt be steadfast and shall not fear. Wait a minute. And shall fear not. Because thou shalt forget thy misery and remember it is water that passes away, that thine age shall be clearer than of noonday, that thou shalt shine forth, thou shalt shine as the morning, and thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig without thee, and thou shalt take be rest and safety. Also, thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Yea, many shall make suit unto you. And that means in another Bible, it says that many shall make request unto you. Or unto thee. That is, in the King James Version, it says, thou shalt unto thee. But the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall escape, and their hope shall be as the giving up of the ghost. And well, I am going to stop there, and we'll come back next week and read chapter 12. Other chapters. Let me just make a circle here, where I know that I will be back to chapter 12 next week. Now, the one thing that I did not do that I should do is tell you who I am. And this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harry, your host. And right now, we are having a Sabbath school lesson. Sabbath is the only day in the Bible that tells you to keep the Sabbath day, to remember that day and keep it holy. Read Exodus 20. Verse 8, and you'll read it for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I don't have the real thing. And when I go next week, I hope and pray to purchase a Bible, I can get the real thing instead of a version. But if not, I will get another King James Version of the Bible. The Sabbath starts, for those who do not know, Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. And I usually ask that my sheep have their three P's ready. They are your pen, pencil, and paper, just in case you want to write down anything that I may say, you can reference to that later. So that those chapters have been Sabbath school reading. And of course, I want you sheep to help me out financially. That is to go to Amazon and purchase my books. You have not done so. I have been asking you to do it for about 3 years. I only have 3 books on Amazon: The Unseen, The Passing, and my children's book, The Broken Plant, by Sondra, S-O-N-D-R-A, Harris. I want you to go and get those books for me. Make me a happy woman for a change. You know about me. And I try to tell you what God wants you to know. He told me to feed his sheep in a dream.
Father, help your children.
God loves you. I love
you.
Don't
let them fall by the side of the road.
And be obedient to God.
To love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart.
Thank you for this day and every day
Jesus,
that you are my sheep to have. Bless you, protect them, because Satan and his wrong doing.
He won't let you down.
Jesus name.
And I know,
and you're sure as I
keep us forever in my heart.
Father, I wonder why did you allow me?
We've got to walk on.
I don't want to be bothered.
Walk on through temptation. Cause he lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad
to Jesus
in love. He won't let you die
with God.
I know.